I welcome you to another episode of Rest.Life podcast with Stanley. Here we'll learn how to grow our knowledge of God's word and to rest in his goodness. On this platform, we will share how you can act on the word of God, walk in your inheritance, and enjoy all God has made available to you in Christ Jesus. In today's episode, we'll be treating questions and answers regarding the Lord's Supper. So that will be Communion Table Part 2. And in it, I shall attempt to provide some answers to questions that people ask about the communion table. While doing so, I will use the Lord's Supper and Holy Communion interchangeably. As a student of the Bible that I am, I understand that different people have different questions and concerns about the practice of, you know, different biblical ordinances, including the Holy Communion. So I have therefore put a few of these concerns in a question format and have attempted to provide straightforward answers based on scriptures and my understanding of it. When the Bible is clear, I'll say exactly what it says. When the Bible is silent on an issue, I will not be dogmatic. I will simply say so and give my sincere opinion formed after studying the Bible and, you know, reading and listening to other esteemed Bible scholars. I hope you will find my answers helpful in your quest to know the Lord more. Amen. The first question here is a question about, can I, as an individual, worship and eat the Lord's Supper all by myself without doing so in a group? Would it be right? And you know, in answering this question, I would refer to our opening scripture in Luke chapter 22, verse 19. Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, gave it to them, saying, "This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." To answer this question more precisely, it's important that we notice first that Jesus broke the bread and gave it to them, implying more than one person. Also, in the last phrase of that verse, Jesus says, "Do this in remembrance of me." The verb "do," as stated in this passage in Greek, is plural, also implying more than one person. Paul, in his chastisement of the Corinthian church regarding their attitude to the Lord's Supper, says, "Therefore, when you meet together, it is not to eat the Lord's Supper." 1 Corinthians 11:20, again implying a fellowship of people. Admittedly, the Lord's Supper in the New Testament was eaten in fellowship with other believers. However, there are no instructions in the Bible against an individual eating the Lord's Supper by himself. Understandably, there will be times when a believer is unable to fellowship with others due to work, illness, physical incapacitation, and other movement restrictions due to incarceration, curfew, and other environmental factors. In such cases, the individual may self-administer the communion or be served by a clergy in their location. Whether you do this by yourself or you do it in fellowship with other believers, you should do so by faith. The power of God that is in the meal, that is in the Lord's table, that is in the Lord's Supper, remains guaranteed, whatever the situation. Amen. Another question that is asked about the communion is, how often should the Lord's Supper be eaten? You know, some have wondered if the Lord's Supper should be celebrated regularly. Some churches celebrate this meal annually, others monthly, others weekly. In fact, I've heard of a man who ate this meal every day. This man's extremely vibrant health at the age of 80 was attributed to his daily habit of eating the Holy Communion by himself. You know, one thing is clear. The Lord's Supper is a beautiful reminder of the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ and how it impacts our lives as believers. The communion meal is a covenant reenactment event. Every time we take the communion, it further unfolds before us the mystery of the covenant we have with God. Even though there are no instructions in the Bible regarding how often we should take or eat the Lord's Supper, but the Lord Jesus said in the book of Luke chapter 22 verse 19b, he says, "Do this in remembrance of me." Therefore, eating this meal should be frequent enough to make us think of his love for us and help us renew our focus on him. It should never be so often that it becomes routine and meaningless. And in any case, since everything that we need to be at our best spiritually, physically, psychologically is in the body and the blood of Jesus, Then those who understand and appreciate this divine grace eagerly crave for this meal ever so often. Hallelujah. The next question that is being asked about the communion is, should the Lord's Supper be eaten any other time than in the evening? Since supper implies an evening meal, how wrong would it be to eat it in the day? You know, the first time the Passover was taken in the Bible was in the night, on the eve of the Israelites' freedom from Egypt. Subsequent Passover meals were in the evenings too. Paul passed on to the church the same practice he received from the Lord himself, as we see in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. He says, "For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread." So Jesus ate the meal with his disciples in the evening. Therefore, this gives us the right grounds to say that the communion is an evening meal. However, there are occasions and genuine factors that may not allow for evening gatherings of believers, and you know this. For example, believers in war zones and violent communities may be unable to assemble in the evenings. In fact, for such people, any form of gathering may be unsafe. And there are a number of other genuine concerns or reasons that may hinder nocturnal gatherings. You know, whatever the case may be, believers should ensure that they work around varied circumstances to come up with suitable arrangements that make the communion event possible. They may meet and share this meal at a convenient time and location depending on their peculiar circumstances. Therefore, even though the communion is an evening meal, according to the biblical examples that we have seen, yet I see that there are no, rules in the Bible that make the communion event ineffective or sinful when eaten any other time. So I believe strongly that the Lord's Supper has the same power and impact when taken during the day or when taken at night. Hallelujah. Another question being asked is this: should children be allowed to take the communion? You know, is communion intended only for Christian adults and not children? You know, there is no explicit instruction in the Bible regarding this. In the book of Exodus, when the Passover meal was eaten for the first time, the whole family was to slaughter a lamb considering the size of the family, with the children included. And subsequently, when the annual feast of Passover was to be observed, it was clear that children weren't excluded too. In the New Testament, when the Lord's Supper was eaten, there was no mention of children. However, Paul gave instructions to the Corinthian church, about the communion as the Lord had instructed him. He didn't single out that communion was only for adults. So it would seem logical that we cannot exclude children who have come to the saving faith in Christ. However, Paul gives a warning, or perhaps a clue to, who should take the communion. He said, "Is that person, whether an adult or a child, mature enough to be able to discern exactly what the Lord's Supper means?" So, some have argued that children have not come to the saving knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ, therefore should not partake in the communion table. But against this argument, I am reminded of the words of Paul, who by the Holy Spirit said in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 14, "For the unbelieving husband has been sanctified through his wife, and the unbelieving wife has been sanctified through her believing husband. Otherwise, your children will be unclean, but as it is, they are holy." So this statement enunciates certain theological principle that children of Christian parents should be treated as Christians until they reach the age of accountability. Amen. So having said this, we should note that the communion is the Lord's table and not our table. And because it is his table, he determines his guest list. And Jesus, the owner of the table, said in Matthew chapter 19, verse 14, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." Jesus, I believe, is saying, do not hinder children from eating the communion. I believe Jesus is saying, do not hinder them from remembering what I did on the cross of Calvary. I believe Jesus is saying, allow the children an opportunity to remember me as often as they partake in this meal. So if Jesus said so, then who are we to disqualify them from the Holy Communion table? Praise God. I shall continue in this line to answer more questions regarding the Holy Communion. And until I come your way, in the next episode, stay blessed. Amen.